Welcome to Thursday Lines on Little Birdie TV. I'm your host, Scoot, and I'm joined by MG, who's down in Melbourne town, ducking, diving, boxing last night. It's gathered around. All the AFL have left town after the drugs controversy last week, and they're in Adelaide, so they might fall into a bit of mischief over there.
Yeah, Melbourne's almost empty, Scoot. I'm resigned. Well, not resigned, but I'm going to go to the Melbourne Storm game tonight. So represent the top rope at the Amy. It's all we've got left to watch. We've had Bell's Beach Surfing finish up this week. But, yeah, empty state for this weekend. So all I'm left with is the Storm Broncos tonight. So hopefully they put on a show and there's hopefully top rope tips the overs because I want to see some points. Pappenhauser try.
Jerome Hughes back, Cam Munster back, MG will be there at the game, and Melbourne Storm, it sounds like a broken record, but it'll be Chipsy in Melbourne Storm. Nick Tedeschi, welcome to the show.
Hard to believe. Yeah, look, if I had an interesting evening this week, the Storm would probably be second. First would be Crazy Boss in Adelaide. I reckon that'd be a fair joint that'd be interesting this weekend. But outside of that, yeah, I'll be on the Storm. I can see a few points, MG. I'm not going to talk you out of the overs, so I'll be able to small bet the overs and a decent bet the Storm. They're off the map, Munster back, falling in the shower. I believe that, what I said. But
what price the man Pappenhausen for a try? Is that an option as well?
You can get $2.43 for a try. He's absolutely insane. Yeah, he is dead set, $1.80 every single week. And the 7.5-point favourite, $2.40, billion boots.
I love it.
Little shout out to old friend of the show, Corey McKernan, laced up the gloves last night and got KO'd by Anthony Rocker, ex-Collingwood player. Christ, was over early for poor old Corey. And, gee, there's some lackluster fighters. They're in pretty average shape, I thought, across the night. It was interesting to see Dane Swan just absolutely hammer Daisy Thomas. Nathan Brown was half fit and he still had enough power to knock over Kane Corns. And I was just surprised how unfit some of these AFL footballers present themselves for these boxing matches. But MG, I think you'd have a piece of Corey McKernan, and I reckon you'd be a big chance to knock over Anthony Rocker. What price would you be?
I'm not sure, but yeah, there's a couple of big lads in there fighting the Scooty. But yeah,
Looking at that look there, Scooty, I'd take $1.50 MG at that. That was a real confident look.
MG's been doing boxing for a very long time, and you'd probably be in their weight category too, MG. You're
I'd have him covered, Scoot, to be fair. That if the way Corey fought last night, unfortunately, yeah, I'd probably take him out early. I could do the old double up by the sounds of it, and then take on Rocker later in the card. Happy to partake next year, Scoot, if there's any offers out representing the bird.
Wow, wouldn't that be good just to drum up a bit of business there? Boxing on the weekend was a cracker. Tim Zhu lost one in Vegas, so it was the bloodiest battle of all time. The Jack Jumpers won the title over Melbourne United, so that was a big one. And Bell's Beach, they allow surfing down in Victoria still?
Mate, seriously, Scoot, it was one of the all-timers for the Bells. A few lay days leading into the final, but the two finals, if you haven't seen it, the highlights are as good as. So the female, Simmons, the American, she's only young, but she actually won it on the hooter on the last ride to get up. So it was, big crowd down there, and Bell's put on a show again.
Outstanding. All right, quickly looking at last week, the Panthers are unstoppable, and there's some upsets everywhere in the AFL. So, a couple of strange results, and probably Richmond were the biggest surprise packet of last week, MG. What did you think about that one?
Did my cash, Scoot. I know that. It was a game that hurt the pocket. Yeah, it was unbelievable. Sydney played so poor. Richmond, proved themselves, I guess, on the MCG and brought a different attitude, and, yeah, managed to scrape home the win, so it was disappointing. Got the best of it, Scoot. Started at the minus 13, closed 21, can't get the chocolates. So, a couple of ordinary beats, and, yeah, a few upsets in both codes, actually. I think the NRL had just as many upsets as the AFL, I think.
Let's have a look at AFL futures, and we'll kick the show off. And, obviously, GWS Giants are now favourite off the back of that Sydney Swans loss. So, still not a lot between them. $4.80, the Giants. $5.50, Sydney Swans at Top Sport. You got the Ds at $7. Carlton, $7.50. Collingwood $9, Port Adelaide $11, Brisbane Lions $12. So Melbourne were the big winners over Port on the road. So it looks absolutely wide open off the back of last week's results alone, the AFL. So a lot to sort of shake out there, but still ain't trying to steal ourselves for the GWS Sydney match in a couple of weeks' time, which will be good. Having a look at the Brownlow medal market, and we've got Tom Green at $5, Isaac Heaney $9.25, Caleb Sarong $10, Matty Real $11, and you got Bont and Nicky Dacos, Tricky Nicky, at $12, and then you got Petrarca at the $14 quote. Looking at the Coleman medal, no real change here. Charlie Curnow still $4.40, Jesse Hogan's there $7, Nick Larkey $7.75, Harry Mackay $8. And Jeremy Cameron at $11, and the King Boys are at $12 and $15. Swinging over to the greatest game of all, Top Rope. Panthers are starting to get pretty short here, $3.30. Brisbane Broncos $4.60, Roosters $7, Storm $7.50, New Zealand Warriors $15, Manly Seagulls $16, and North Queensland Cowboys $19. Any thoughts or anything you'd like to share about the premiership mark at the moment?
Well, it's very hard not to like Penrith and McKepa winning without Nathan Cleary and their best player. No one last year without their best forward and their best back. So James Harris was out there. People without Cleary now, their road favourites away with Manly this weekend. Obviously, the team to beat, you know, chasing history, all that stuff. I still need some birds there, price. I couldn't knock that one. I mean, Brisbane, severe unders. Yeah, Melbourne Storm was 750. Yeah, that's a very tasty price. They've looked very good so far in every game this year. Almost beat Knights last time without their two starting halves, which is almost impossible to do. Munster, Hughes back, Harry Grant starting to click into gear. The Pat finally back to full fitness. Those four stay healthy. They'll give the premiership a shake. They're the ones I'll be looking at.
Do you reckon it's got a bit boring? Sounds like the same story that we've been saying for the last sort of 4 years. Panthers dominating, Storm. Is the premiership a bit of a snooze fest at the moment?
Come on, sir. There's no need for that. I will say this about the salary cap. And one of the great advantages the NRL has always had at the AFL.
Oh, here we go.
Is that, well, you know, it's true. Is that it's a very even comp. They don't have teams tanking and bottoming out. They don't have teams just dominating and going on huge runs. But in the last couple of years, the salary cap's got so high that when you reach a certain level, players are reluctant to leave clubs. So, yeah, this turned 100,000 and 300,000 back with those immense difference between, you know, 800,000 and a million to go play for a loser's side. Well, you just take the 100,000 and stick with your winning side, wouldn't you? And that's what's happening a bit at the moment. So there's been a lot less player movement over the last few years. So while I wouldn't say it's gotten boring, I'd say it's gotten a lot more solidified. Which is a little unfortunate.
All right, bit of burly in the water, and I got a little bit of response, so I'll take that. Looking at the results for the season, MG, you first. You're at 16 wins, 13 losses. You're pumping out the action there, 73 units, 0.25 bet, and you're just behind for the year at 1%. So Swans and probably Collingwood, a couple of results there have been a couple of kicks in the teeth.
Wiped out the early gains there, Scoot. So back to even after four rounds. Yeah, didn't start well the week with horrible beat on the Brisbane Collingwood total. I needed one goal with 5.5 minutes to go and any score with 3 minutes to go and couldn't get the job done. But yeah, the Sydney Richmond really hurt. And I don't think there'll be too many weeks in a season where I bet 26 units either. It was a lot of action for 10 bets for a round. But anyway, back to the grind this week.
You'll be right. And Top Rope, having a look at your season tally too, 24 wins, 9 losses, 101 units bet. So love moving the chips around. And then you're plus 26.39 units, so smooth sailing here at a 26.13% pot. So absolutely flying. So well done, mate. You're killing them.
Yeah, there wasn't a loser in the main bet last week, which was nice. So,
geez, he's buried the lead there, Top Rope on you. You've gone 7-0, lights out. Scooty didn't pump you up at all.
Just a little. He's doing all right. Just moving along. Just buy the package, Hunters. That's what we're saying. Just buy the package. 7-0. It was a really good week last week. It certainly made a lot of how we usually kind of kick the season off well. So the next 4 weeks are going to be critical for those. So if you're buying a package, get on now, because we ease off a little bit, kind of in that energy you run around Origin, things get a little narky, a little unpleasant. So we'll be easing off with this year. So, but definitely chips in the next 4 weeks. We're 101 to use bet in the first 4 weeks. We'll double that easily in the next 4 weeks. So get around it.
Outstanding. There's a plug. Let's go to Adelaide for Gather Round. And the first match is Adelaide versus Melbourne Demons. $1.55, the Ds. Very impressive last week against Port. Gee, if they showed that tenacity every week, that'd be a clear flag for favourites, I would have thought, Melbourne. They definitely had a rocket up them. Wonder why. $2.45, Adelaide Crows, 8.5 the line, and 167.5 the total. MG, mug hat on. I think the Ds can get the job done. If they can beat Port, they can beat Adelaide, who look just going.
Yeah, agree with you, Scoot. The form lines here are... Yeah, the week before the bookies first went up pick, and that was seemed a reasonable price. Probably should have bet that, and then they continued on with 4 and 5 to open the week. So yeah, that was too cheap. I think it's only one way traffic here. I still reckon 8.5 is a really good bet. The form lines. I think there's real problems with Adelaide, Scoot. I just think it's been masked by Gather Round over there this week. They kind of left them out of the media. Don't want to beat up on a team and then try and promote in the same week, but. I think they've got internal problems, Adelaide. They've got injuries as well. They're not playing well at all. And, yeah, if Melbourne turn up half of what they did last week, they'll smack Adelaide, I think. So I just don't see how Adelaide are going to score at all. They're averaging 55 points a game, and they're going up against Melbourne defence, which looks like Stephen May's going to play. Fair comeback after 1 week out with three broken ribs and a fractured vertebrae. So, yeah, I just, on top of that, Adelaide have got 5 changes to their team. Melbourne's only bringing back May, so they're very settled. I just think the midfield will just create carnage, with Gorn and the big three in there with Oliver Petrarca and Viney. The only query I do have of Melbourne, if they're coming off a 5-day break, which always is a concern, but yeah, leave me out of Adelaide. And I think very good bet still, Melbourne. For the total, I think the under got up to as high as 170. I just think it should be closer to 160. It's starting to feed it down to 167.5. So with Melbourne's defence, I don't think there'll be too many high scores in this game. So, yeah, pretty keen on Melbourne and shading the under.
Outstanding shopping at -5.5. It's 8.5, and MG suggesting that it's going to keep going one way. We've already spoken a little bit about the Melbourne Storm team changes, but the odds are $1.45 Storm, Brisbane Broncos $2.75, the line 6.5, and the total 39.5. Munster, Jerome Hughes back. Wow, and the Broncos, got a couple of injury problems, and just having a sort of up and down season when it comes to things are just not going quite smoothly for them, are they, Nick?
No, they're not. Reece Walsh out still, Hayden Haas still out, but last week proved that Adam Reynolds is the most important player of his. He'll go around, but if there's one absolute certainty in rugby league, it is that Craig Bellamy will get the stalwart for the Broncos. This is 2006 grand final. Well, the Broncos upset the Storm. Melbourne have won 31 of the 36 games. They've come at 25 of the last 33. They won 14 straight prior to losing the semi-finals last year to the Broncos and went out pretty battered by injury. Got to be on the Storm here. They've got the big four back, really played much in the last few seasons. They've covered 15 of 23 at 80 when they're favored by more than 4. They're a big, big lace body for the Broncos. Early in the season, interstate teams off a win, rounds 1-8, coverage is 37%. So, taking on the Broncos, love the Storm here. MG wanted to be tipped into the overs. Trim the weather's good, which I think it is. Yeah, Melbourne's always, they're really weather rich here in Melbourne. These sort of the history of high scoring games. The over gets 61.3% when there's a 4-plus goal scoring 38-plus. And the over is 10-3 and Amy when Melbourne are off the rest of 8 or more days. So I'll be back in the over, and I'll be back in the minus even bigger.
And Ryan Pappenhausen and Nick Meaney, anytime try scorer, just for that last bit of ooh.
Yeah, just a little bit of the old Ric Flair in there. So, we love the Pap, and Pap's about every week, but Meaney is one of those underrated try score. He scored 24 tries in 48.8 games for the Storm. And if they didn't get kind of $375, $4, it's just a stupid price. So back in there, for the real Ric Flair, I'll probably a little bit on Tui Kamakamika. The big trot. He's only scored 9 tries in our career, but 3 to come against the Broncos. And the Broncos have conceded the most tries through the middle of any team this year. So we'll see the big prop there as well.
Outstanding stuff. So bit of flair from top rope. Let's have a look at Port versus Essendon. That's the feature game on Friday night at the Adelaide Oval. Power will be looking to bounce back hard here. $1.29. Bombers $3.60 at Top Sport. Line 23.5. Total $177.5. Thoughts, MG?
Yeah, you got plenty on this game, Scoot. Keen on the home team here. Bet early at the minus 20.5. I just think... coming off, especially last week, watching them, they were back-to-back matches. Watching Essendon play St Kilda was just, I don't know, probably about a rating of about 2 out of 10 game. And then you watch Port Adelaide and Melbourne was probably about an 8.5 to 9. So just different standards going in. So I think the Fort Mines are pretty strong for Port. They're at home, packed crowd Friday night. They gather around. Stats back them up. They've won 7 in a row head-to-head against Essendon and last 4 straight at Adelaide Oval. So I think... as you said, they'll be looking to bounce back against Melbourne. They didn't do too much wrong. Probably just the accuracy against cost them the game, Scoot. If they'd kicked straight, they would have won the game. So then all of a sudden, Port would be at least 30 to 35 point favourite in this game. I'll tell you what, Essendon's myth of the edge, they'd want to bring it to Football Park because if they don't turn up, Port might run riot in this game. So I think there'll be plenty of points. Essendon's defence leaks and Port Adelaide's, if their midfield gets on top, there could be plenty of scoring. So I'm pretty keen. Bit like... top rope with the Storm, going to go the minus and also the over in this one, Scoot.
Outstanding. In the wilderness at the moment, the Bombers need a miracle or something to drag themselves out of the mire. They're not much chop at all. All right, MG, all aboard Port Adelaide at the minus, and I love the idea of just plenty of points as well. Newcastle Knights is our next match against St. George Illawarra. Feels like we're hammering them every week here. And it's $1.45 the Knights. Dragons $2.80, 6.5 the line, and 37.5 the over. Surprise, surprise. Top rope plus St. George Illawarra.
Yeah, not super keen on St. George Illawarra, but super keen to take on Newcastle for short price. That is absolute poison. Hey, this is a team that's relying on one player, Alan Potter, but hot on the record last year in the price fight. This is absolute stupidity. Bottom 4 teams, over by 4 or more. Key part of the season since 2008, cover up 35%. The Knights come 5 of 15 wins over by a try or more. Dragons, there's not a lot to like about it. They put in last week. They put in 3 weeks ago. You don't always you're going to get show up here, but I do not like the Dragons. I do not like the Knights to the point. It's going to be monsoonal conditions in New South Wales Friday, Saturday. I think the points are just too big here. Got to be on the plus.
Having a look at that, obviously there's up to 100 mil forecast Thursday, Friday, and potentially sort of another 15 mil cherry on top on Saturday. Have bookies reacted across all the games in Sydney or with the totals? Have they jumped on them early or not?
Not quick enough. So I had 41.5 up for the Dawes game on up until quite midday yesterday. That's in the 38.5, 37.5, but it's that weather that's incoming, that'll jump 34. If they're serious, I don't think they're reacting enough. So I think any sharp punters will go and have a couple of little doubles and trebles and little, hey, how's your father? And backing the arm, there's an oath of them. And even this deposit, we skipped over the Bulldogs game. Plus 10.5 at home early in the season in monumentally wet conditions. It's just too big, right? It's going to be a low scoring game, 10.5, that's stupid. So, I think there's this day on some plus here, for sure.
Outstanding. Yeah, they don't call them off and they don't play under a roof. So chips in the unders and chips in the plus. The plus is your friend, but Nick Tedeschi's subscription package would help guide you through the unit and the staking. So he is the doyen. So listen carefully and just do what he says. Next match we're going to have a look at here is for you, MG. It's the Western Bulldogs versus the Cats. And it's $1.76 Geelong, $2 Western Bulldogs, 2.5 the line, 169.5 the total. Interesting pricing here. No opinion here. Tough match.
Yeah, good one though, Scoot. The double header on Saturday night will be good with Fremantle and Carlton before it. So looking forward to the back-to-back clashes, both pretty good betting games. I think, hard to split these two, Scoot. I think it's a couple of factors either way is going to keep me out of the game. If I was going to have a shade, I'd actually go to the Bulldogs here, just at the outsider. Main factor being just Geelong coming off that five-day break as opposed to the Bulldogs at six. But, geez, Geelong have done nothing wrong. I've certainly got a few clips pre-season when I had Geelong in the finals and not many people went with me, and all of a sudden they're sitting 3-0, a chance to knock off a fellow and top eight team in Bulldogs. So they got a chance to get to 4-0 here, Scoot. Stats for Geelong, they've won 14 of 17 against the Bulldogs, so they've got complete domination against them in the last 17 games, although the Bulldogs have covered 9 of the 17. So with a pick'em game, I just think it'll be pretty close. I think whoever probably kicks straight, midfield's obviously going to be key. The Bulldogs are very strong through there, but geez, their defence worries me with the Big Hawk and Cameron. So, yeah, not a game I'm probably going to get involved with. The main stat that keeps me out of the Bulldogs is interstate. They've only covered 2 of the 8 games, so they don't travel well, the Bulldogs, whereas Geelong, they go pretty good. And, at Adelaide, they're pretty strong as well. So, just watch and see in this game, Scoot. It'll be a good bonus for the good outcome for the winner.
I don't mind the angle to oppose Geelong off the shorter break. And gosh, if you leak 70 points to Hawthorn, who are absolutely pathetic at the moment, it's no glowing endorsement that you're going to flog a team the next week. But I thought they should have beaten us by a lot more than 36 points last week, despite the lightning and all the hoo-ha and the drama. But don't sell yourself short yet. There's a big chance that Geelong can still miss the 8. I would have thought. And maybe they're just being a bit flattered by the draw. Nick Tedeschi, Manly Seagulls take on the Panthers. This looks like nearly match of the round, I would have thought. $1.66 Penrith, $2.20 Manly, 2.5 the line, 39.5 the total. How can Manly beat Penrith Panthers?
Yeah, well, they're not. For starters, how we start from there. They should be up for it. Daly Cherum has breaks the record for the most games played for Manly this week. So, but there is a reliance there that Daly Cherum is liked by both Manly players and Manly fans, which I'm not 100% sure is true. So, I'm not 100% sure they'll be up for that one. Penrith has dominated this matchup. They've won 8 straight, 14 in the last 16. They've won the last 4 at Brookvale, the last 3 by Wilton 12. Panthers have scored 12 or fewer in 6 class 7 matches. Panthers dominators shouldn't be surprised given their standing, but a couple of little angles here. Panthers, 8-4 against the spread with no clear with the last 3 years. They've covered 25 of 39, and they're not a double-digit favourite over that run. So that is, having no Cleary is actually helpful from a betting point of view, because they said the lift can do the job, but all of a sudden they're not 10-point favourites, they're 2.5-point favourites. A bad defensive performance for Penrith is conceding 16 or more points. They're 28 against the spread up conceding 16 or more points, which they did last week. So very, very fair on Panthers here. Big watch on the weather. Not ready to load up on the under as well, but Panthers are a bet regardless of whether it's rain, hail or shine.
Top Rope, explain this to me like I'm 5. Why do non-Manly supporting NRL fans hate or, have a big target on Daly Charlie Evans's back? Like, he just seems an easy player to dislike if you don't vote for Manly. Why is that?
Few reasons. So, Queensland subs hate him because of what he did, because he signed an 8-year deal with the Gold Coast and then reneged on it. So they dislike him immensely because of that. And the Gold Coast board then put a phone number up in a New South Wales jersey after he turned his back on him. So that's how they really kind of sparked it. His name doesn't help. He's got a name like he's trying to finish in school, not a rugby league player, Daly Cherry Evans. He has never been backwards and coming forwards that he's all about the money, which, to be fair, I respect. Obviously, you don't see from the grubs like Sonny DeWilliam. You say, what are you for a challenge? He goes, well, I'm not taking your pay cut. Others have done the bake out. I'm getting my money. So respect that. And he is very well spoken, which is not all that common in rugby league. So he's a bit of a squarehead. So there are a few reasons for your scoop.
No, It was more than I expected, but I'm pretty happy with the answer, to be honest. That's outstanding. Oh, this is an interesting one. Gold Coast Suns and GWS, the expansion teams, are playing in the Adelaide Hills at Mount Barker. What's doing here, MG? This is a bit of a...
Oh, my God.
Is this right? $1.37 Giants, $3 Gold Coast Suns, 17.5 and 169.5. Hope that's the red wine style on the Shiraz is getting poured to get through this one. But, yeah, they're playing at the Sandfield ground, are they? What's going on?
Yeah, it'll be a rugby league type crowd, I think, Scoot, getting there as well. They'll have to give away the wine for free just to get the 10,000 through the door. But, yeah, no, I don't mind the matchup. Like, Gold Coast have won their first two and they were up and about, and you know, are they your second side, third or fourth? One of them.
Yeah, they are. I'll call them second.
Yeah, second. All right. You shuffle the deck sometimes between a few, but footy jumpers in your house. But yeah, I just think they were really poor against the Bulldogs. You know, when they won their first two, they had a chance to beat a decent side and just really turned it up. So then coming off the bye, well, both teams are coming off the bye, but it'll be interesting to see how Gold Coast bounce back because, you know, the Giants are a dangerous team, can put on some big scores, and if their midfield does stand over, I guess, the Gold Coast Suns' midfield, then, yeah, they could put another score on them again. But, yeah, it's basically Giants' offense against Gold Coast's defense, and which one will stand up will have a bearing on the outcome. The betting hasn't really changed, Scoot. It's been rock solid. I think the betting's about right, being on a neutral ground, both to travel. As I said, they're both off the bye, so there's no edges. They're both teams pretty healthy as well, so not a lot of excuses or anything for both. And the main stat that stands out here is the Giants have won 11 of the last 12, so complete domination head-to-head against their, we'll call them their younger brother, I guess. Interesting, yeah. It's hard to have a bet. Can't really find an angle on either way, but I'm just not going to oppose the Giants because at the moment they're just rolling and I don't know exactly where the Suns are, and you'll find out a lot more about them at the result of this week.
Bad travellers can't put four quarters together just yet.
Yeah, they're definitely bad travellers. They're Gold Coast 0-7 and covering interstate, so they've missed on their last seven, so it's hard to get you to put your cash on your Suns this week.
Well, I'll be putting
younger
my
brother. It's like deliverance. It's like two inbred cousins. What are you talking about, younger brother?
Oh, perfectly placed at Mount Barker, and shout out to all our other listeners. It'll be chips in for me. I'll be multi Mattis GWS Giants. They're just they're too mature, too big, too strong, and they'll be too classy and consistent for my old sunny boys who they're little bits of flat track bullies, and they got the Hawks next week, so they'll be switched off and they'll be switched back on to give my Hawks 100-point thumping back up here at Carrara. Let's have a look at the Sunday night game, Nick Tedeschi. Canberra Raiders versus Parramatta Eels. Raiders $1.80, Eels $2, line 1.5, total 43.5. Where do you want to put your money here?
Well, I don't like the game at all. Well, unfortunately, it's the last game of the week, so there'll probably be a massive betting game for me. So we'll see how that goes. But first glance, very keen to take on the Raiders. I covered just 13-42 as a favourite, 12-29 at home. Parramatta were pretty ordinary on Monday on the quick back up. They've won 5 of the last 7, probably lean toward Parramatta, but thrown off by the fact that Ricky's team has bounced back off an embarrassing performance. They've come 8-9 off conceding 36 plus. So, small Parramatta, but not a lot of confidence in this state. Wait for some team changes to pose on top of the week. Yeah, Eels early, but nothing big.
Friday, Saturday, they're still going to get 60 mil of rain down in Canberra as well, so it's not going to miss there, and a little bit of a peppering on Sunday morning as well. Thoughts on that?
Look, happy to be on the under. These two have a history of over games. The Eels are a bit overside, but the Raiders are a massive underside, particularly at home, and there's some good other spots. So any rain around, I'll be sending the other.
Outstanding stuff. All right, so Nick Tedeschi's GGOA service is absolutely flying. So $33 a week. Can't watch or consume any NRL without getting that one. And Mark's AFL Stings, $25 a week. So make sure you get around the boys. They're hard at it 7 days a week. MG, summary, your best for the weekend for free? Your little free, best free one?
Probably Port Adelaide, or actually Melbourne. Melbourne tonight. I'll kick off. I'm going to go the Melbourne double with my team, the Storm, and I'll be hosting the Pappenhausen try.
Best for you, top rope?
Yeah, the Bulldogs plus 10 miles.
Outstanding stuff. All right, and a little bit of a weather watch in Sydney too. So sometimes it's good to take advantage of those totals when the rain hits. And yeah, Sydney looks absolutely underwater Friday and Saturday. So make sure you get a bit of multi-madness into those totals, because as Top Rope says, they're probably going to shorten at least a try or maybe further. And there's a big query over Randwick races and also Brisbane as well. So I think the Brisbane race would be under threat as well. So 60 mil forecast in Canberra, Brisbane, and 120 mil in Sydney. So big weather watch, and make sure you support Top Sport and give them some of your action.
Just get PVL to bring the Sydney races down to Melbourne, Scoot. Our weather's fine. Shorts weather down here. We'll host it.
He'd rather never race again than do it south of the Murray.
Outstanding. But it would probably just start building more roofs, so that's what he should do. He even threatened to, I think maybe 3 or 4 years ago, he actually said that he'd build a roof over Randwick. That's how crazy the bloke is. He's completely lost.
How good would that be?
Hey?
How good would that be? You'd not race it.
You can barely put one on a rugby oval.
Want to have good drainage, Scoot, with the amount of rain Sydney get.
Anyway, good luck on the weekend, and hopefully we've tipped you in a couple of winners on AFL and NRL programs. All the action over in Adelaide, so we'll see how many get locked up, and we'll be back here next Thursday for more lines.